This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America, as heard on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNlive.com on their website. And, of course, we also broadcast on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest radio markets in America. And we want to say hello to all our Salem listeners and affiliates, too, as well as our great independent stations out there. We've been dropped in the middle of different markets that we really like talking to the people, because I like talking to America, and there's nothing more America than a rural radio station sitting on a mountaintop in Rocky Top, Tennessee. Alrighty. And we also broadcast, of course, on the Internet, streaming live on many different sources. If you can't hear us on the radio, you can certainly hear us on the Internet. And iHeart is just one of the many, but we're on my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All of the Salem Media Group stations have got streams as well. Many of the independents, and GCNlive.com is a website where you can hear the show right now. Now, a special shout out, as always, goes out to our active duty military people, as well as our veterans, as well as our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working out there in the Third Watch right now, we especially want to give a shout-out to our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there going coast-to-coast and border-to-border, and, of course, our FedEx and our UPS drivers as well. And our bulk mail center haulers, a special shout-out to all those guys and gals, because I know a lot of you were on the road in between places yesterday, even though many of us didn't get our mail because of the situation that was going on, and I get it. So that means if you didn't get it yesterday, you'll probably get it today. And mail is very important for obvious reasons. And, of course, our suicide jockeys, can't never forget them, because without them, you don't get the fuel at the gasoline station to go when you want to. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. And, of course, we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, and we're on X, a.k.a. Twitter, as Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, check it out, and you'll be able to hear the program there, amongst other things, and be able to check out all my guests that I have there, plus the various different opportunities and offers we have for you to save a little bit of money. All right, here we go. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yes, sir, buddy, and I appreciate you being there out there in the sweltering heat of the desert, which maybe it's not that hot at the moment, but it might be later. So let's say the pledge and make it even hotter. You ready?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You betcha. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start this hour with Vivek Ramaswamy. It seems that after the debate, which many people felt he won, including some of the professional people that do this for a business, his poll numbers have started to crater post the debate. Now, by that I mean his favorability rating has dipped some 2 points, while his unfavorable rating has increased by 7 points. So suddenly, the powers that be seem to be going after Vivek.
Yeah, and I think it's just a good example of how things can change so quickly. I mean, he seemed to be riding high coming out of the debate, but they also were able to land some pretty good punches on him, especially Nikki Haley. And but also when you're talking about your Taiwan policy, you're talking about some of these other things, you know, I think some of that might have damaged him a little bit.
Well, Nikki Haley is a politician, make no mistake about it. She was the governor of South Carolina, and a pretty good one at that. I didn't hear very many complaints about her being the governor. She was the United Nations ambassador under George W. Bush, and I didn't hear a lot of complaints about that. And now she's running for president, which seems to be, I guess, the logical succession order that you would go into. However, I almost think that she's running for vice president. What do you think?
Well, you never know. I mean, obviously, when you first get into the race, you're going to say that you're running to be the president. But, you know, we've often seen candidates who did not make the grade in terms of getting the nomination, or they might have to start dropping out of the race. Sometimes they get picked for cabinets, or sometimes they get picked for vice president. Look what happened to Kamala Harris.
Well, I'm going to say something very candidly about Kamala Harris, and take it any way you want, folks. I don't really care. Kamala Harris got promoted because of the Peter principle, and we'll let it stay right there.
Well, it was interesting. She didn't have a whole lot of percentage, right? In fact, she dropped out of the race very early on. And there were other candidates that, and I'm sure they considered Mayor Pete as well, but they eventually went with Harris.
Whatever, but Buttigieg is a disaster all by himself, and his record is proving that. By the way, you haven't seen him in Florida, have you?
Nope, haven't heard from him at all for a long time, I'm pretty
and
sure.
We've got some road damage down here that's going to have to be worked on, but the FEMA director took it all upon herself yesterday to be the one that was doing all the different, making all the different announcements for the federal government. And, of course, Biden, well, he's not going to go anywhere until he has to, I guess. All right, we'll be right back, Kyle Warren and I. This is the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're tuned in to the hardest-working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha, and thank you very much, Jeff in Chattisota, and you'll probably get a chance to see him on Saturday at the gun show in Largo. He usually shows up for that, and if not, I'll be there at the Largo Event Center from 9 a.m. to about 2 p.m. That's usually how long I stay, and I look forward to seeing many of you at the Largo Gun Show. And I'm going to have a special guest. Yeah, we're going to have some eye candy at the Largo Gun Show dropping by the booth. So I hope you're able to stop and might even get a picture taken with this fine young lady. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot. They are the owners and the inventors of this product. I've been taking it for 13 years. I take it because of two reasons. It works. Works for me. It has. And I've been taking it ever since. And I take it when I start my day to see how long I can go with it, if I need to take more or not. Normally, one packet in the morning with my meal takes care of it, and I don't need to worry about it till the next day. And the reason I take it is because of the fact that it's drug-free. It has turmeric, it has resveratrol, eicarin, and omega-3, which helps my body's natural response to inflammation. And inflammation is what causes the pain, causes the swelling, causes the suffering that you have to endure by every time you move your foot or your leg or whatever, something hurts. In my case, we're talking about, but it takes it away and it makes it more livable, if you will. There's a good word for it. Livable for me. Alleviates the pain by going right straight to the source. Now, 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product. It supports your body's healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, almost like taking a vitamin pill, comes in convenient individual packets with four capsules in each packet, supports a healthy joint and muscle program, too. And, of course, it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. Yep, the three-week quick start. $19.95. And then after that, you have the choice of ordering it monthly or 2 months or ordering it every 3 months. And whichever way you do, the more you buy, the cheaper it gets per individual capsule. There we go. I'll get that right in a minute. And all you got to do is go over to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you're in business. And Kyle Warren has a little motto to all of this. What is it you say, sir?
All you have to lose is pain.
Whammo bammo. Relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 on a 3-week quick start. Go over there and give it a try. Kyle, we have another name that's being mentioned again on the Republican side of the aisle, possibly as a candidate getting in to run for president, or maybe even someone getting in to run for president, but they really want to be the vice president. It happens to be the Virginia governor, Glenn Youngkin, who has not ruled himself out in the 2024 GOP presidential primary as the speculation continues to grow. And top GOP donors are starting to encourage him to think about becoming a part because they would give him money for his campaign.
Well, that's right, and we've been hearing about this for a little while now, and of course, Glenn Youngkin, that's right, and Glenn Youngkin, of course, has some success stories to tell, and he's different than any of the other candidates who've so far put their hat in the ring, and he could be sort of a fresh addition to all this. And also, of course, it all depends on what's going to be happening with the Trump campaign as well. He's well ahead of everything right now, presumably the nominee, but you never know. This is politics. And for Youngkin, though, you know, he hasn't gone after this, but I'm sure he's watching these polls. He's watching this information, and that's what politicians will do. They'll say, well, wait a minute. Do you think it's possible? And maybe he'll get in at some point.
Well, if his name were to appear on a poll with all these other people, I think that he might surprise some people. But speaking of polls, and I wish we had one on this, but we don't, except maybe for CNN, the mainstream media outlets are now reporting a surge, a spike, a jump in COVID-19 cases as the new variants of the virus are starting to spread. Yep, that's what CNN says. They said it may be time to break out the masks, according to the experts that they have over there. And Time Magazine is warning that pandemics don't really end.
Well, wait a second. Hold on. Let me look at the calendar, Captain. I think it's, where are we? Well, we're almost to September.
There you go.
We're heading in. That's right. The election year is coming up, and, the Democrats really do believe that they win on COVID. And, so if you could bring that whole thing back, then that they believe that would be a boon for them.
Okay. I personally am one of those people who they're watching, my blood pressure. They're doing blood checks all the time, drawing blood, and they're checking my reads and different things they have to do. And I did have the shots. I was one of the dummies that went along and had the first shot and then a couple of boosters after that. I think I had a total of 3, if I remember correctly. But I also had COVID, and I didn't know it until way into the game. I didn't know it. I had COVID before anybody even knew what it was. And you remember because you had to sit in for me and be my voice for a week.
I remember that very well.
And that was COVID, ladies and gentlemen, and I found out about it after the fact because guess what showed up on one of the blood tests? The antibodies were in my system. Well, guess what? They're still there. They're still there.
Well, one of the things that we're being told, and I've seen a couple of reports on this, evidently that somehow if you've had COVID or if you've had the vaccine, that somehow it's not protective against one of these variants that they're talking about. And that, I think people will find that pretty fantastic.
I have a hard time believing that. How about you?
Well, absolutely. But also, though, here's the one thing we're not hearing about, Captain, if COVID is going to make a comeback, and that is, where did it come from? What happened in the Chinese lab at the Wuhan Institute? Bring all that back as well so that we can have a real discussion and a real fact-finding about that and put that all over the news.
Well,
and they don't want to do that.
Well, COVID is barely a threat anymore. It was responsible for less than 2% of the deaths in the U.S. last week, according to their own government data. But this panic narrative could serve as the pretext for a return to restrictions such as the mask and vaccine mandates and lockdowns, which may already be in the works. And by the way, what did they discover in California a while back? Wasn't it an infectious lab of some sort operated by the Chinese, including COVID?
Well, that's right, among many other things, but COVID is as well, then that's very, very disturbing. In fact, Captain, through the grapevine, now this is not an official report of any kind, it's merely anecdotal through some of my sources here, and that is that some schools may be looking at least one in particular, may be looking at wanting to bring back masks sooner than later. And so it's reverberating through parent groups and so forth. So this is, you know, we could be gearing up for something weird here.
I can agree wholeheartedly with you because some hospitals, businesses, and at least one college have implemented new mask or vaccine mandates already. And the Department of Veterans Affairs now requires employees to mask in high-risk areas. And other federal agencies are inexplicably buying COVID testing equipment.
Yes, so they all think that something's coming down the pike, and there's so many people, Captain, who don't want any kind of a shutdown. People are still struggling. I think businesses are still trying to find
That's
the
right.
Yeah, and everybody's talking about, well, the pandemic was over and so forth, but things haven't really returned to normal. And by the way, we know what happens now in a shutdown, right? We know what happens to business. We know what happens to incomes and to people's lives.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention denied claims that lockdowns will return soon. They say they're utterly false. And the Transportation Security Administration also denied that it require masks for travelers and employees again. I wouldn't believe them if they handed me the Bible and I watched them swear allegiance to it. I wouldn't believe them.
Well, you know, you remember Obama used to say, you know, make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot, you know, whatever. Well, guess what? COVID's on the ballot, folks, at that point. But there's a lot of time between now and next November.
Hey, Kyle.
Right?
I'm glad you said that. Listen.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case, because there are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system, that for me to simply, through executive order, ignore those congressional mandates would not conform with my appropriate role as president.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Well, but the idea that, again, that somehow masking is all going to make a big return, it also brings up the whole thing. I mean, you know, people can wear masks if they want to, but do they really work? Do they do what Dr. Fauci said that they do?
I'm seeing it. They never went away with some people, but then again, they're the ones that are out there that go to the beach with a mask on. You know what I mean? Hold that thought, my friend. We'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Bottom of the hour break.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
It's obvious, we're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S.
USA News update. Ex-White House advisor Peter Navarro will not be able to claim executive privilege as a defense in his contempt of Congress trial.
Navarro is set to go on trial in the case next week for refusing to comply with a subpoena issued by the Congressional Committee that investigated the attack on the Capitol. A federal judge ruled Wednesday Navarro failed to prove former President Trump invoked executive privilege that prevented him from testifying before the committee. Jury selection in the case is scheduled to begin Tuesday. I'm Brian Shook.
The U.S. Government Accountability Office is announcing plans to conduct an independent investigation into the decision to keep U.S. Space Command headquarters in Colorado Springs. The Alabama delegation claims the decision was in retaliation to Senator Tommy Tuberville's continued hold on top military promotions. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And you have getting the kind of answers that you want to hear, that might be something different than what they're telling you. For example, fluid and the blockage of fluid, blood and liquid traveling around your body can cause the swelling. I found that out. Took a while to figure it out, but I found that out. But in the meantime, here's all you need to do. You can at least call them up at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. 727-896-4615 on the phone number. Call them up, arrange an appointment, have them talk to you. They'll run some tests, put you through some information, find out some things about you, and they might be able to help you. They did me. They were kind of like the last resort for me, and they did help me, and it literally saved my life, because they found the problem that was creating the problem that I was having that was deteriorating me in such a rapid fashion. But anyway, I'm back, and I'm back because of them. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back because I'm pushing the button. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Button. Who's there? Oh, it's Kyle. Listen, I want to mention one more thing about the COVID thing. Our Surgeon General, who is just fantastic, and America should have him as our Surgeon General, because he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. He said that Americans should refuse to cooperate with the terrible policies such as lockdowns and mask and vaccine mandates if they return back in the scheme of things, because they didn't work the last time. They're not going to work this time either.
Well, the lockdowns and the shutdowns and everything, I don't think people are going to get behind ever again. They know the damage that it causes. That being said, people will talk to their doctors, and they should talk to their doctors about what they should be doing if they're at risk. Should they even get the vaccine? I mean, your doctor's going to know better than anybody. So, in other words, there's many different ways of going after COVID. It's not just a one-size-fits-all shut down the country. And, Captain, if we hear 2 weeks to stop the spread again, we know we're in for something bad.
Yeah. Now, illegal immigration has surged to a record high, according to a report, because since Joe Biden became president back in January 2021, more than 8.6 million illegal immigrants that we know of have entered into the U.S., according to the latest data. Now, of those illegal immigrants, almost 1.6 million are now considered to be gotaways. In other words, it's a term that refers to people whom the Border Patrol has not caught. But even that number is a guess. And the latter statistic is higher than of all the individual populations of 11 states.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable. Also, something to watch for, Captain, as we go through the election, and that is the media will assign a number of illegal immigrants in the country, and you'll hear that number said by virtually every outlet, and it'll never be able to be changed, and they will set it, and that'll be that, just like they've done before. It used to be, what was it, 11 million or something like that, you know, in other words, to try to say, well, it's not really as bad as you think. There's only 11 million or this kind of thing, so we'll see the same kind of stuff happen.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Right. Yeah, see, that's exactly the point. We don't know. And but the Democrats sure do think that it really helps them in the long run.
Now, it's unclear how many people have died in the Lahaina region on Maui in Hawaii, and authorities are now nearing the end of their search for the dead. They're in a total recovery mode now because they don't know that they're going to find anybody other than just a bunch of ashes by DNA, and I guess you're going to have to do that as they sift through the houses and the apartments and whatnot one by one.
That's right. Right now, the official death count, and this is a terrible number, right? 115. Any number is terrible, but 115 is just unconscionable here. But an unknown number of people, Captain, are still considered missing. So you're right. They're trying to identify things. I suppose they have to try to use family members or close relatives.
That's it.
They might even find those other databases and so forth. But this is grisly work.
And Biden has pledged some $95 million to shore up Hawaii's electric grid after the deadly wildfires over there. And again, the power companies came out and said, yeah, we know what caused the fires. Our faulty power lines and the poles that snapped and went down in the wind, the 85-mile-an-hour winds. Again, we had 45-mile-an-hour winds here that snapped poles. My God.
And there are various lawsuits, of course, too, that are going to be that are pending right now.
Mm-hmm.
That directly go to this. Yeah.
Now, there has been a bill introduced to target Supreme Court justices, introduced by the Democratic senators. We heard about this coming for a while. It may pass in the Senate, but it will never go anywhere in the House.
Well, that's right. But here's what's contained in this, and that is somehow you can have some kind of subjective standard of behavior or code of conduct. It's going to be very fluid, right? You know, in other words, this is all about trying to delegitimize the court to say that, well, it's, you know, these justices are somehow biased and this kind of thing. We're going to get rid of them at some point. This is really, when you boil it all down, I think it's not too far away from one part of government attacking the other part of government.
Now, Pope Francis has called on the nations to end the era of fossil fuel. He wants to go back to riding a mule going from place to place.
Well, you know, when something like that comes from the Pope, typically, what do we hear from popes a lot of times? We hear, you know, stop the war, right? And that's legitimate. I wouldn't expect the Pope to say anything other than
that. That's like saying no more SpaghettiOs.
Oh, well, but the idea, of course, now it's becoming much more political, in the sense that, sort of glomming on, to this idea of, quote, fossil fuels. Well, and at some point in our history, we're going to have some kind of other energy sources. It's just going to be that simple in the future, somewhere in the future.
There's a new
right now, you can't stop everything.
There's a new headline that just popped up, and I don't know if I'm going to be furious over this or not. President Joe Biden has announced that he's planning to depart from the traditional upcoming September 11th anniversary.
Yes, that's right. As a matter of fact, he's going to be going to Alaska on September the 11th on his way to Vietnam, basically.
What a jackass.
And also, well, then also, of course, now you're going to have Kamala Harris and the second gentleman. They're going to be at the museum, the 9/11 museum in New York.
Yeah, New York. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and but typically you're going to have a president be at the Pentagon, the White House, maybe out in Shanksville. You know, it depends, and certainly at ground zero. But this is a major departure. I don't care if it's 22 years later or something like that. The president, you know, needs to be around on September 11th.
No kidding. And again, I don't know whether or not I want to be really angry or if I want to think about this for a while, then get really angry. And I probably will include something in the speech I'm going to be giving at the National Cemetery in Sarasota on September 11th at 8:30 in the morning.
Well, I can imagine so. But something else occurred to me about this too, Captain. Maybe it's something that, because of September 11th, it's a major observance, obviously. Maybe they want to put the president into a position where it's more tightly controlled because of his problems that he's been having lately.
I'm sure that's just a thought.
I'm sure
that's it. But let me tell you something. As my brother firefighters will tell you, right away, the initial, and they got the same thoughts I got going through my mind. You don't know whether or not to be mad or to be glad.
Well, so that he can't go and make some big, huge gaffe at the observance.
Which he would. He'll talk about, well, I was a volunteer firefighter. I used to have to roll hose on the old Mack fire truck. I can hear it now.
Yeah, and it would bring it back around about him and his Corvette.
Something. But anyway, I guess, and by the way, that makes sense that they would not want to have him at a major worldwide event that's watched by millions of people around the world and have him even run the risk of sticking his foot in it.
Yeah, I kind of think that might be a large component of this because, my goodness, I mean, Air Force One can fly from here to anywhere on planet Earth and, you know, in a very short period of time, and they could get him to Vietnam if they absolutely had to.
Yeah, put him on a submarine. We don't want to see him.
Yeah, but in other words, it just seems like it's contrived.
Oh, wait a minute. It's that tunnel they're building.
The freeway or something.
Yep,
they were
the freeway and the tunnel going to Southeast Asia. So. Mm-hmm. Yep. Let him take
that's
that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Biden infrastructure right there.
What a dope. Look at what we've done to ourselves. The laughing stock of the world because of this guy. We are.
Unfortunately, yes.
All right, hold that thought. I hear the music coming up, folks. You're going to have the Highway and Byway Report for the truckers coming up right after your stations get a chance to do a little payment of their bills and whatnot, and probably give the weather, maybe a little bit of news, too. But we're going to have the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Glad to see y'all here.
We'll be right back.
That's right. That's some pretty good piano work there.
You look pretty good at the keyboard there. I like that hat.
All right.
I like that hat you're wearing. By the way, you know who that group was, right?
Who was that?
The Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Oh, it was Thunderbirds. Okay, great.
Yeah, wonderful. It doesn't sound like them at all, but that's the Fabulous Thunderbirds and My Babe, and that's a good song, good beat. I like it.
Yeah, that's really cool. It's a callback to some really fun times in music.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep, it's got that boogie beat to it. All right, well, let's see. Tell us about what's boogieing around out there out west.
Well, Captain, we continue to see a lot of heat in the southwest, of course. Phoenix last hour was 97 degrees. We'll check in with them here. Oh, they went down 1 degree, so they must be feeling pretty good right now, our friends in Phoenix. Our friends in Las Vegas, if you're walking down the Las Vegas Strip looking at that half-scale Eiffel Tower, which I've been to the top of as well, it's 92 degrees right now. We continue to see lake wind advisory up for our friends in Reno. That's going to be in effect for a little while. That's heading up I-80 on your way towards Winnemucca. We also continue with air quality alerts in Central California because of wildfire smoke. We have a flash flood watch in Northern California on Interstate 5 north of Redding up to the border with Oregon. And then also up in Northern Washington, we continue to see a little bit of rain coming down out of Canada, down into the Seattle area. East of the Seattle area right now, so do be careful there. And then in northern Montana, we got some rain on the radar right now. This is up near Browning and Cutback, so be careful out there.
Are you the guy that climbed the Eiffel Tower with the suction cups?
No.
Just checking. All right. Well, let's go to the middle part of the country, and we'll start with North Dakota. Not much going on there. Might be a little rain coming in. Up on the north part on the Montana line. It hasn't come over yet, but it might. Could be some weather coming over through Rapid City as well coming out of Montana, but not yet. In the meantime, we've got a schmutz alert. Yep, a schmutz alert in the eastern half of Nebraska from the South Dakota border down to the Kansas border and over up against Iowa. So be advised there's going to be some foul air to suck down over there. So you might want to be careful if you got a respiratory problem. Down there in the Dallas Metroplex, you've got a little bit of stagnant air down there, as well as around San Antonio. We have some fog, of all things, south of Houston down to Corpus Christi, and now it's spotty all the way down to Brownsville. So you got all the way down there to the Mexican border along the water. And, of course, Houston East, Beaumont over into Louisiana. You're going to have a high heat advisory. Actual temperatures will be over 100 degrees, and the heat will make it feel a whole lot hotter than that. On up to I-20, that's your borderline there, I-20, and everything south of I-20 in the eastern third of Texas and half of Louisiana anyway is going to be that way. There'll be temperature watch going over into Mississippi, all the way down to the Gulf. And back in Florida, well, it's going to dry off, but I'll tell you how I know. The high heat advisory's back. So just when you thought you maybe had a little reprieve for a day or so, which you kind of did, here it comes again, the high heat advisory in Florida. And that'll definitely dry things up very rapidly if we get that for the next 2 or 3 days, because we still have some flooding down here. There are some roads that are closed, and best thing you can do is check and make sure wherever you're going that you aren't going to have a detour that you don't know about. Now, the storm, Tropical Storm Idalia, has moved up into North Carolina, and it is in the process of moving out to sea right now. It's already given winds and flooding and a torrential rain in South Carolina, and Georgia also had a lot of flooding. Valdosta, you got it up there. We understand that there were a couple of fatalities, a couple of fatal accidents in the rain yesterday. That will be attributed to the storm because it happened while the storm was going on in Florida. A couple of different car wrecks where people lost control of their vehicles and crashed. And then we also have up in North Carolina the proverbial storm watches and warnings. This is not going to go to Virginia. It'll be out to sea by them. And you've got some additional riptide currents warnings up going up through Virginia, up towards the Chesapeake Bay. And then we've got a little bit of fog, it looks like, around Long Island and up towards Maine. So, Kyle, give us a little quick jab about the pilots and flying J's, please, to bring us the Truckers and Highway Report.
That's right. And, Captain, they are the largest operator of travel centers in the United States of America. So definitely check them out, Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. You can find out more information about them at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All righty. And we're going to go to the upstairs telephone line up there to numero uno. And Denise Simon from founderscode.com, as well as the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook as well. This good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Well, you survived the storm.
I did.
Okay. Georgia got whacked pretty good, but it wasn't as vicious as it was down here, but it was bad enough.
Well, in Georgia, actually, having conversations with those in Valdosta, what was hurting them was the falling trees.
Yep.
Trees were just coming down everywhere and causing major issues there of power lines and so forth. So, and then, of course, I will say with the videos and the warnings and whatnot from here, storm surge is very real, ladies and gentlemen. The flooding that happened in various places around the west coast of Florida was really quite remarkable. The storm surge, there are places that flooded that I had no idea that would flood. So that was a tough one.
I sat there and watched the storm water at about a foot deep, and I just sat in my vehicle in my carport and watched it go from 1 feet to 3 feet, and the moving water going down the road coming right up out of the storm drains because it had nowhere to go.
It was nuts.
Yep.
It was absolutely nuts.
Yep, it flooded areas, like you say, that haven't been flooded before. Nobody thought it was going to happen, but they know now. They don't know. And even late yesterday afternoon when I left to come to the radio station, the water was down, but it wasn't totally down. The drains were still right up to the top, and you could see that if we got more rain, it was definitely going to be back out in the street again. But anyway, here comes the music. Hold that thought, folks. When we come back, more with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, too. And we're going to get into our conversation. If you want to get involved, 877-969-8600. That's the number. In the meantime, I shall return. Don't go nowhere.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.